USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will be back at it again, spending another day being questioned by senators as her confirmation hearing continues. Things get underway at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Much of the questioning on Tuesday from Democrats dealt with an upcoming case regarding repealing a portion of Obamacare.
I have never made a commitment. I've never been asked to make a commitment, and I hope that the committee would trust in my integrity not to even entertain such an idea, and that I wouldn't violate my oath if I were confirmed and heard that case.
The New York Post is reporting that emails reveal that Hunter Biden introduced his then-father, Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at Burisma Energy less than 1 year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail on Wednesday, the president traveling to the battleground state of Iowa, which he won in 2016. While campaigning in Pennsylvania, the president reminds everyone,
"We're putting our great coal miners back to work. Joe Biden and the Democrat socialists will kill your jobs. So if I don't always play by the rules of the Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you."
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Florida, telling voters if he wins Florida, it's all over for the president.
"Reckless personals conduct since the diagnosis has been unconscionable. The longer Donald Trump remains president, the more reckless he becomes. 3 more weeks before we end this madness."
Biden holding a drive-in style event on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the former vice president will attend a virtual fundraiser. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Another large movie chain theater says it may not be able to weather the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
Movie theater operator AMC says without raising more funding, the company could be out of cash by the end of the year. AMC has reopened nearly 80% of its 598 theaters in the United States, but says the pandemic is still crippling its attendance. The number of moviegoers at AMC theaters is down about 85% from a year ago. The company says many of its most popular locations in Florida, Maryland, New York, North Carolina, and Washington remain closed due to local restrictions. The company says that's cut them off from nearly a quarter of their usual revenue. Cineworld Group, one of AMC's biggest competitors, announced last week that it was suspending operations indefinitely at all of its U.S. theaters.
The Lake County, Illinois, state's attorney's office says 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse will not face any charges in his home state of Illinois in the killing of two violent protesters. The gun used in the shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin, and there is no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. The 17-year-old remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County without bond due to pending criminal charges in Kenosha. Rittenhouse is due back in Lake County Court on October 30th for an extradition hearing. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.